You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report. Those of you who are expecting a child, or maybe you've been talking about, should we have a child? Should I have a child? Well, maybe you should hear the statistics first. According to a new estimate that's out, the total cost of raising a child from birth to the age of 17.
Everybody sit down.
This is the cumulative total of all those years is $310,000.
That's up quite a bit. Wasn't it two something?
I thought it was, yeah.
Years ago? It was like 260?
So they broke that down and they said it works out to about $18,000 a year. Now, when you look at it like that, doesn't that seem a little low? That's like $1,500 a month.
Yeah, it does. If you're factoring in food. And
daycare.
Daycare. Yeah, absolutely. It seems low.
I told you.
Christmas.
Both of my stepdaughters are getting like $25 to $35 an hour to do babysitting even.
Yeah, so that number's low. That's really low.
So if $300,000 is low.
I bet you're pushing four.
I would think.
You're probably closer to four.
Of course, then the prices go down a little bit. When you're done having to do diapers, all the doctor's visits, and daycare, then it's maybe not as expensive.
You get into the name brand clothing phase.
Yeah, but even that is going to be less than paying for flipping daycare.
You got to maybe factor in a car at some point. Yeah.
Anyway, so now
you
know.
It's a lot. It really is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, people see, you know, the friends holding a little baby and like, oh, that's so cute. I want one. Well,
this is why we buy the Walmart brand applesauce for everyone that commented on my post the other day about the snacks that we had on our counter. And people were like, no, you can't splurge, huh? You got the Walmart brand applesauce. I'm like, it's applesauce.
Is it really that different?
It's applesauce. No, I see you got the good value applesauce. Well, only the best for your kids. Shut up.
So look back at them and say, yeah, congratulations. You paid for packaging.
Are you buying Mott's, you high rollers?
People got to just
People
get in your business.
So stupid.
They got to get in your business about stuff.
Applesauce.
That's funny. Do you like to gossip? I know you do.
Oh, my gosh. I love this story.
Apparently, the majority of Americans admit that they do like to gossip, even just a little. But there's some stats in here that kind of made me go, really? Because a third of Americans claim they'll listen passively to gossip, but they have never, ever spread it. What a lie.
Lie.
Flippin' lie. But most people like to describe it, though, as harmful, mean-spirited, and addictive.
And the last one, which is funny.
Let's see, what does this say? 69% have her.
Sinful. It is sinful. I like what it says. Some people describe it as fun.
It's fun. 69% of people have heard gossip about themselves that was not true. Yes, I raise my hand. I'm like probably, and you might even agree with this. I think I might be the most gossiped about person at the radio station. And over the years, I've heard so many things come back to me about me that I'm like, what? Who even dreamed that up?
I should start some stuff and just see if it does make its way back to you.
Sure. What are you talking about? You've started a bunch of it.
No, I haven't. No, I have not.
It all comes back to you.
God.
I ask people, where'd you hear that, Jeremy?
Jeremy said.
So if you ever going through a very hot day, I got a little news for nerds for you. And you're like, oh, I feel like just taking a nap. Well, what it is, it's your brain telling you to settle the F down.
Whoa, brain.
Because your brain has its own thermometer and prefers a certain temperature. And once you go over that, your brain just wants to shut down. And that temperature is 77 degrees.
Okay.
Anything above that, your brain is wanting to check out.
It's too hot.
Too hot. That's why they say a lot of places do siestas during the day.
I'm a fan of that. I'm going to tell my wife that when I'm laying down in the afternoon. She says I'm not doing anything. I'm like, my brain's hot.
I'll save this for later. What do you got?
Well, just a real quick shout out to the biggest school district in the state of Colorado. DPS kids are going back today. So shout out to all the kiddos and parents back in the car and the buses listening to us this morning. Thanks for joining us. That's nice. Not to be difficult. My kids have been, they'll be back in school by this Thursday, like 8 days. And they've got Friday and Monday off coming up already.
Why?
Reading assessments, I guess. Can't you do that in class? Back for 8 days, 2 days off. Not that I'm complaining. It's going to be nice to have the kids home and see them again. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Oh, I'm going to hear about this. They had another wedding.
You're doing is, you know what people like to say? People like to say, Jeremy, speak your truth. That's the phrase, right? So
yes,
you are speaking your truth.
8 days on,
you're
two
being,
days off.
Here's another word. Another buzzword for you.
What's that?
You know what you're being right now?
Tell me.
Authentic.
I like that. Yeah,
you are speaking your truth. You're being authentic. They have the kids for 8 days and then cut them loose for two.
For 2 days. Yes.
Four, actually, if you count the weekend.
It'll be a 4-day weekend already. They've been back for 8 days. By Thursday. Okay, so Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez celebrating their marriage yet again because they did get married in Las Vegas, right? A few weeks ago?
I think that's right.
Now they just had like an official full-on wedding. J-Lo had a wedding gown with the train and everything. She looked beautiful. Went down at Ben's estate in Georgia.
The great state of Georgia.
Georgia. You should have popped by. All their kids were there. Matt Damon was there, of course. Jimmy Kimmel. A bunch of other celebrities. Casey Affleck, Ben's brother, didn't show up. I don't know. There's some bad blood or something there. I don't know the details behind that. But anyway, they got married. It's official now. So I guess it wasn't a gimmick because we were all thinking, like, is this real after they got married in Vegas? So, yeah, I guess it is. Did you see this story, the spinoff for Ferris Bueller?
I saw the headline.
The movie Ferris Bueller. It's fairly iconic, I think.
Bueller.
There's now going to be a spinoff movie from Ferris Bueller. And here's the thing. It's not like, you know, where are they now type thing. It's not about Cameron or anybody, any of those other, you know, main characters in the movie. The movie's going to be called Sam and Victor's Day Off. And Sam and Victor are the valet parking guys, if you remember from the movie, that took Cameron's dad's Ferrari for a joyride in the original movie. And so that Sam and Victor is what they're naming those two guys. And it's going to show what they did during that day when the Ferrari went missing and nobody knew about
it. So it set that day.
That day.
Oh.
Remember, like, Bueller pulled it into the parking garage, whatever. They were going to go park it, but instead they took off. So that's going to be the gist of the movie. Isn't that great? I love it.
Pretty fun idea.
I absolutely love it. It's really going to be good. Were you going to talk later about the internet debate, the color of the folder?
Talk about it now.
Do it now. There's a woman in Pennsylvania who went on Twitter and asked, what folder colors do you assign each class? So say you got math, science, English, history. What color folders are you assigning to those classes? And it became quite the sensation, like 10,000 responses.
Give
online.
Me the subject and I'll see if what I would do for the...
Math. Let's start with math.
Yellow.
Popular answer, red. Science.
Green, obviously.
Most popular, green. English.
Well, I would have said red, but you were just already assigned that.
I guess I kind of gave
I give up. What is it?
Blue. History is yellow. That's the most popular answers. I'm a dork. I would go all yellow and just write the subjects with a sharpie on it.
Yeah, why not?
It's too confusing because then you kind of have to remember, like, was math red or was math green? Or was it English that's yellow? Or I would get all yellow and just go to school. Did you see old little Emmett Bailey online? I posted his picture on our Facebook page. He is the new kids mullet champion. This was our clickbait on Friday because you could still vote. He's 8 years old from Wisconsin, the winner of the kids division, beating out 688 other kiddos for their flowing locks. He nicknamed his mullet Mufasa.
Oh, that's good.
And go check out his picture. He's like a mini Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I kind of want to give you some grief about this.
What's that?
Because while I was sitting at the hotel bar on Saturday night, they had, some news channel on, and they ran this, and they showed pictures of the kids with their names under them.
Yeah.
And I remember you last week saying, can you believe it? One of these kids is named Laundry. His name is Laundry.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Well, they flashed it up on the screen, and they put his name under it. It was L-A-N-R-D-Y. That's Landry.
Oh, was it Landry?
And I was looking at that.
You should have texted me.
With my little glass of limoncello, and I go, my God, Jeremy, his kid's name wasn't Laundry, it's Landry.
Full disclosure, I skimmed that article so
apparently.
So my overheated brain was just filling in the blanks.
Got it, okay.
I wish it was Laundry.
I know.
You?
Deep down, I was a little disappointed. He's missing a U.
Kind of bursting my bubble, man. Since I teased this real quick, here's your Fat America. There is a new Big Mac coming out. They're replacing the burger patties with chicken patties in the Big Mac. So you get the pickles, the shredded lettuce, the secret sauce, cheese, all
try
that.
Try it.
It's full of chicken now, which is because the chicken wars are heating up with the fast food companies. So.
I got to tell you here in just a little bit. I'll tell you very quickly a little story about fast food that I experienced yesterday.
All right. We'll do it. Clickbait the heck out of me here.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. An ambidextrous artist from the Netherlands has gone viral. I probably could just stop there. She can draw photorealistic portraits with both hands and both feet at the same time.
You should see it.
It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
She's really good.
That's all you get. That's what's trending with your boys in the morning.